Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know who Taron Vavra is, Nolan?
I do.
Want to get reintroduced because he's getting called up today in Chicago.
We're going to have a lot of roster moves today.
You know who Dietrich Enns is?
He's
not
E-N-D-S. Detroit. From Detroit.
The Enns of the road, but Dietrich Enns. And there we got Geraldo coming back, among others. The Orioles trade deadline yesterday for Major League Baseball. Mike Elias, boy, was he busy. What I don't understand, and we'll come back and take your phone calls about this, because on social media, mainly Facebook, I've seen a lot of people in the ambulance. Outside of Brian Baker and maybe Ramon Arias, everyone that was traded over the last couple of days was expected to be traded. So what I'm asking you, and you can go F. Elias and F. Rubenstein. I don't know why he's taking some hits. I mean, he's just kind of staying out of things. Let his GM do his job. Isn't that what we want the owners to do?
Yep.
Let the paid professionals do what you pay them to do? Why are people losing their minds? Cedric Mullins, who we appreciate and we talked about, he's going to be an Oriole Hall of Famer, and we hope he goes to the World Series with the New York Mets. And if he can't do it, then Laureano and O'Hearn will do it for the San Diego Padres. They've all leveled up. Orioles will see Kittredge maybe tonight, or this afternoon, rather, out at Wrigley Field. Why are people losing their minds over what happened yesterday? What did you expect to get? The top three prospect in baseball, like the A's did, because they traded an all-star and one of their starting pitchers and others involved in the deal. These guys were as good as gone for months. Andrew Kittredge, yes, he was controllable. But once bullpen help Nolan, as we discussed a billion times, once things started to play out the way that they did, you knew he was going to be available. I would have liked to have seen Laureano stay, personally. But you're cashing in on a guy who's having a career year. And the Orioles got high marks for the trade with the Padres. They got two of their top six prospects, four of their top 20, all of whom were drafted just last year. So why the meltdown? Cedric Mullins, was he a fan favorite? Hell yeah, he was. It's a harsh business. Hey, Eddie Murray was traded. You know what I mean? Mike Mussina left as a free agent. I mean, the Orioles have lost guys before. Frank Robinson was traded. It happens. Does it suck? Sure. But for those acting like it's an unexpected turn of events and somehow they were going to change, no. O'Hearn was as good as gone when he had a great April and May. They're in last place with these guys. Charlie Morton, someone, I'll throw myself in this, we wanted gone at the end of May. Now, I don't know what they're getting from Detroit in return. But boy, did they reload the prospect list or what? What, six of the guys they traded yesterday moved in their top 30 prospects? Mike Elias replenished the farm system. That being said, the reason they had to do that, because he did a crap job last offseason building the team. He didn't do a very good job building on back-to-back playoff seasons. So he created this mess. Now he's trying to clean it up. I know we got to get a break clock integrity, Nolan. But now you got these magic beans that are added to the equation. And a lot of these players may never see an Orioles uniform. But some of these players might be tradable chips in the offseason because he's going to have to restack the roster. Get to know number 94 or number 106 because it's going to be a lot of unknown dudes playing for the Orioles in the final 2 months of the season. Now, it's up to Manzolino and the young vets that are on the team to maintain. And we've seen the offense be capable now that pretty much everyone's back. For the most part, pitching's going to suck. But then again, if you look at the stats, they've sucked there all year long. Mike Elias, you created the mess. This was his first step, I guess, into trying to clean it up. So he's going to have to finally trade some prospects, and he's done it before. I mean, saw the trade to get Burns, the trade to got Trevor Rogers, who's pitching tonight. But he's going to have to dig deeper. And most important, at least as I see it, is he capable of digging deep into Rubenstein's wallet?
No.
To bring in some reinforcements. Because right now, what do the Orioles have, 34 players on their 40-man roster? I mean, they have enough people for tonight's game. We'll come back, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Orioles got an F by what they did, not based on the trades yesterday, but why they put themselves in this position. CBS Sports did it. Athletic gave an A. Gabe Lax, who we'll talk to later, he gave him a B+. So come on. It's enjoy the wave, right? I don't know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.